And God had to go in there and start preparing, amen, a body for the Lord Jesus Christ, a body for this divine seed before it could be joined. That's the mystery, amen, of this immaculate conception. How can perfection be joined with imperfection? How can this pure, uncorrupt, unadulterated seed of the Word of God that was going to grow in full stature go down into Mary and join itself to something corrupt? We know by principle that does not work, amen, that we have to be washed up first through the blood. So he went in there, amen, and God started preparing by cleansing Mary, and we're going to see how that worked. Hallelujah. Whew. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So death reigned in her body. Amen. Now look at Luke 1:28. We're going to see how this process happened. Amen. Now this is real good, saints, and you can get a lot out of it if you want to. If you're hungry, you'll eat. If you're prepared, amen, for the way of the Lord, if you've let John the Baptist scream at you of the wrongs, then you have truly prepared a way for the Lord to walk in your life this morning. Luke 1:28. Hallelujah. Now Mary received, amen, the divine omnipresent word. In verse 28, and the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Present tense. Amen. Blessed art thou among women. All right. Verse 35. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall, come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Amen. Verse 38. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Now she's received the omnipresent word of God. Amen. You see how that's working? And the omnipresent word of God is starting this cleansing process. Amen. To take this seed, this divine seed, and place it into the womb of Mary. That clears up the mystery of the incarnation. Amen. That it was the omnipresent word, amen, that overshadowed, hallelujah, Mary, that started this cleansing process, amen, to prepare, amen, for this pure, divine, spotless seed that was going to be planted into the womb of Virgin Mary. Thank you, Lord. So that divine, omnipresent word entered in and sanctified, made whole, repaired, amen, restored the living seed out of her womb. I mean, it takes a seed of a woman, and it takes the seed of a man to bring conception. But her seed was corrupt. Therefore, she needed, amen, sanctification to her human, amen, seed on her part. Amen. So the Lord went with his omnipresent word and started that sanctifying process. Amen. In order, we've heard this before, amen, in order to bring the two together, to join the two. Hallelujah. Amen. Because it was not fit, saints of God, to be joined, amen, to the Word of God. And before we got cleansed through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and it started with his death. Amen. His sanctification for us started with his death. Amen. We were in darkness, saints, and God had to clean us up before he could join us to his word. You don't preach the word to somebody, the revelation of the word of God to someone that's not saved. They don't understand that they're in darkness. Amen. That word will never join itself to that person like it does to y'all. Amen. When you get the word of God, you've been cleaned up. You've been sanctified enough so that when I preach the word of God, it gets joined to you. It becomes a part of you. Amen. And then starts to grow and become a full stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that word, amen, starts growing in strength to where it starts having ruling and reigning power. That's how it should work, saints. The more word of God that you get in the house of God, if you're clean enough, it will join itself to you. Then it will have ruling and reigning power throughout the week. Now, that's how that process works, presently speaking, on that principle. See, that's why it's so important to get sanctified, get cleansed up. Amen. Because that word will not be joined to you. You won't get it. It won't even stick. You'll go out of the church because you weren't prepared. And that's why, saints, it's so important to pray. It's so important, amen, to get into the omnipresence of God, amen, and worship Him so His breath can overshadow you, that the Holy Ghost can overshadow you, preparing the way, amen, for that divine seed to be joined to you. I'm just throwing out a principle here for our daily life, how it would apply to us here. That's powerful. So if you're cleaned up this morning, if you, amen, have worshiped the Lord, that's why I said do it while you can, saints. Amen. Get cleansed while you can. Hallelujah. Because this word can't. I don't care. I can preach to you till you're blue in the face, and I can love you and want you to receive the word. But if you're not clean, the divine word will not join itself to you. It'll just go right off until you start pleading the blood, till you go to the sin offering down at the bottom of the tower of God's will. It's God's will that you get cleansed first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get down low. Let your laughter be turned to mourning. Enjoy the heaviness. Hallelujah. And get the blood. Let it start sanctifying you. Then, amen, the word will join itself to you, and you'll start growing in areas that you've never grown before, saints. If you have right preparation for the word, amen, then the divine word, hallelujah, would join itself to you. I like that. Thank you, Jesus. So she received what first? She received the promise that she was going to, amen, have the Son of God. That she was going to be given the privilege of having the Son of God. And that, amen, future tense, that the Holy Ghost shall overshadow thee. Amen. She received the promise of the thing, and it was enough to sanctify the womb to receive the word. The conception of it. Woo, that's powerful. Amen. The promise has sanctifying effects. And I mean, I'm going to get my scripture card back out. I am backslidden as a blue jay when it comes to my memorization. How many have let off on their memorization? Oh, it creates a sore spot right here when I think about it. Amen. All those scriptures I've had memorized, and I've just let them just go by. Right. Amen. What is it, Brother Jerry? I know. So y'all can't understand, amen, the traumatic experience here, amen, unless you've spent months memorizing the Word of God and reviewing the Word of God and had it down to where you could just quote them, five or six cards all day. In fact, it would take me all day long to quote all my scriptures. From the morning that I started at Federal Express, that's where it all began, amen, till the end of the day, it's like I constantly quoted the Word of God. And saints of God, my mind was just sparkling with illumination. It sanctified me. Hallelujah. The promise has sanctifying effects on your mind. Hallelujah. Brother Russell. Right, right. Man, it does feel good. Amen. It has a sanctifying effect. Amen. And it did on Mary, too. She received the promise. It was enough to sanctify her, to prepare her womb. Amen. To let that divine word come in and cause conception. All these backsliders.
that's awful, isn't it? I've got several psalms, amen, that I quote in my prayer life, amen, Brother Jimmy. That's the only reason I remember those. Yeah.